Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello everyone, and welcome to Healing Relationships. I am your host, Natasha. How are you all doing out there? I hope all is well. How was you guys weekend? I hope you enjoyed your weekend. I know some of you are preparing for the Memorial Day holiday. So if you're out there, shout out to everybody that's out there having fun and cookouts and enjoying their holidays with their loved ones. Now, the weather is not too good out here in New York. One minute is very beautiful, it's muggy, it's hot, and the next minute it's cold. Last night it was freezing. I had to turn up the heat. But I just think, God, that it's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful morning, and that I'm here to speak to you guys. How are you ladies doing? You know, today we're going to be having a talk about relationships, ladies. Relationship talk. Yay! So get happy. So all you ladies out there who's like, well, I don't want to talk about a relationship talk because I just had an argument with my husband or my man. I don't want to be bothered with my sister, my brother, my mother. Oh, sorry, we're going to talk about that right now. It's a good idea. You know what, ladies? It's a good thing to talk about things that you don't want to talk about, because when you keep it all bottled up inside, that's not good for your insides. It's not healthy. That stuff will tear you. Let's just say it'll eat you alive, rather. Your insides become all messed up, you get headaches, you get chest pains. Just a lot of things begin to mess with your insides. So that's why I always say, ladies, let it all out. This is a show where you can just let everything all out. Someone compared this show to a candid show, like Candid Talk, like she just say whatever. It's not the fact that I just say whatever, I just speak the truth. And with a lot of my experiences and the things that I have experienced with others, not to mention my clients, my friends, my family members. We all go through bad times in our life. There's nothing to be ashamed of. The truth is what sets you free. It makes you feel better. You'll be more at peace. But like I said, and we're going to have a show on weakness, because that is in, oh, I don't even want to talk about that. So many people get hurt when they feel that you are weak. So if I say, how are you feeling? I'm feeling strong. I'm feeling alive. I'm feeling good. No one ever says, feeling kind of down today. Feel a little weak. Been going through some stuff. So, of course, if you've been going through some stuff, you're going to feel weak. It doesn't mean you're weak, like you're soft. So that's an emotion that a lot of women have to work on. I believe this is the main reason why in this society, actually, in this society, a lot of us are not getting and experiencing that true healing that we really need to experience, because we feel weak is bad. To feel weak is bad. When we go on through something, we don't like to talk about it. Well, in this show, we got to talk about it. So if you're not up to talking about it or you don't want to listen to it, there's other shows you can listen to. And I'm just being honest. I love to work with people who love to work with me that want to help themselves. You have to get to the root of the problem. We're gonna get to the root of the problem. I like to give my clients exercises. I like to give them assignments. I just love talking to them. They're getting help. They're getting breakthroughs. They're getting set free, healing. They're experiencing peace and joy. They know how to tap into that, what I call hidden treasure on the inside, hidden within the inside. And we all have some hidden treasures of happiness within the inside of us. We just got to learn how to get rid of the clutter that's all up in us. We got a whole lot of clutter up in us. So we're going to be talking right now about relationships. How many of you out there are going through, let's say, how many of you out there are having relationships? And it's toxic at this time. How many of you are in toxic relationships? How many of you out there had an argument this past week or within this past month? How many of you ladies out there are broken up with someone? How many ladies out there are feeling weak? How many ladies out there are feeling depressed? How many? There's nothing to be ashamed of. This is why I did the show, to a lot of the ladies who are hurting. You feel that you have no one, and if you do talk to someone, you're going to be judged. This is not happening here on the show. So first we're going to talk about setting boundaries in your relationship, which is very critical, because if you don't set boundaries in your relationships, it's going to hurt you. It's not going to hurt the other person. It's going to hurt you, because boundaries are for yourself. It is for your own protection. It's to keep you safe, to keep you boarded up, so to keep you from being hurt. Someone tries to come into your space, they won't be able to because you set down boundary. And this is where a lot of the issues lie, because some people feel if they set boundaries that they will lose their relationship with their significant other. You're not going to lose a relationship with your significant other unless that person is not all for you in the first place, because if there's some true love that lies there, and then if an individual does not want to hurt you, they're going to respect your boundaries. Don't allow yourself to be a walking doormat. I'm going to say that again. Do not allow yourself to be a walking doormat. Don't let people walk all over you. And another issue why a lot of women allow people to walk over them is because they want to feel some kind of acceptance. They want to be loved. If I don't do this for them, this person won't love me. This person won't accept me into their life. I want to tell you ladies something. It's time to start living for you and you and you. And it's not being selfish, but sometimes we cannot please other people to make them happy. A lot of times the people pleasers are not happy. They're always complaining, well, I did this for this person, and I drove this person here, and I threw this person a big bash, and I did this person. I threw this person a housewarming. I let this person use my house. I let this person use my car all the time, and they just still run over me. Are you doing it for them, or are you doing it for some type of approval? You cannot, and I'm going to say this, and I want you ladies to hear this. You cannot do things for other people thinking that there's going to be some kind of reward. Not everybody is going to be happy. Not everybody is going to accept the things that you're doing for them. So if you are a giving, loving person and this is in you to do that, you're not going to complain about it because you're not doing it to try to get something in return. Don't do that to yourself, ladies. You have to set boundaries. Now, or people run over you. It's just point. It's no sugarcoating it. I'm not going to use any large terminologies. I'm just going to say it plain, simple, and straight. They're going to run over you. You're going to get ran over. And a lot of people are single today because they try to control a situation, because they experienced being a doormat. So now they figure, well, let me control this person. You're still actually being a doormat, because you're giving and giving and giving, and if you don't continue to give or treat this person a certain way, they're going to leave you. But they're not going to treat you with the way you wanted to treat them, because you feel in your state of mind, if I don't give, if I don't do for my significant other, they might leave. So I have to control the situation by giving them this all the time in order to keep them happy. But let me ask you a question. To all you ladies out there that do that, are you happy? How does that make you feel when you're doing so much for others and you're not receiving that same back? You're not getting that love that you expect back. How does that feel? How does it make you feel? And let's not blame the other person. It's not their fault. It's not your sister's fault. It's not your brother's fault. It's not your father's fault. It's not your fiance's fault. It's not your husband's fault. We have to look at ourselves and say, it's me. Then we have to go on the question, why are we doing this? What are we trying to prove to others? I want to give you ladies out there an assignment. The next time you find yourself doing a little too much for others, ask yourself, am I happy doing this? I want you to write down how you are feeling in the midst of doing for others. I want you to write high order. I want you to know this is already a very, 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 very hard subject. And a lot of people begin to cry because they don't want to admit that there are people out there that are walking over them. That's just something that they don't want to do. They don't like to admit it. And I want you to say to Sabine today that I am here for you. And I understand if you're going through a hard time and maybe you don't want to talk about it. If there's any men out there listening, women, go to Latin. It's not just women, it's men also, but sorry, gentlemen, to show the ladies. Men are suffering too. We have women out there walking over them. Guys tell me all the time. And although I don't work with a lot of guys, but I'm still going to talk to a lot of the men that come to me from time to time. Women walk on them all the time. They're taking advantage of them. Some men, they feel they take care of their children. They're doing so much, and they're not getting anything in return. They say, you know, my ex-wife, my wife, or my ex-fiance treat me like trash. So it's the same thing, vice versa. It doesn't make a difference whether you're a man or a woman. But this is for the ladies. I just have to throw that out there. Because there's a lot of people that are hurting. Why are you hurting? Why are you arguing? Sometimes arguments are healthy. I always tell people, we're not always going to experience, this is not heaven. We're not going to wake up every single day for the rest of our lives and then not be any kind of peace or happiness, happiness in our lives every single day. You have to be willing and ready to accept things the way it is. I'm not here to sugarcoat anything, so I just want you ladies out there to know that. How can we relax, ladies, if we're going through things and we think in our minds, I don't know how I'm going to overcome this. I don't have anything to talk to. I'm feeling anxious. You may be like this, ladies. I need to go have a drink. I need to go out there and party so wild because I need to get my mind off some stuff. Ladies, let me just tell you something. I've been there. I've done that. I've had friends that have been there and that have done that, so I understand the issues that you're facing at this time. And this is why I'm here for you, ladies. Feel free to contact me at info@tmcoaching.net. Once again, that's info@tmcoaching.net if you want to discuss some issues that you're facing in private with me. Just send me an email, and I will respond to you. Not everybody wants to throw their business out there, and you don't have to. But sometimes people want to know your business, and later on, they use it against you. The thing that's hurting you is they try to hurt you even more. It's like they're kicking you when you're down. So a lot of people, when they experience those kind of toxic relationships, they withdraw from not just their mother, their father, their friend. They withdraw from everyone. And that's why it's good to speak to someone other than your family members, than your friends, like life coaches, relationship coaches, your pastor, a counselor, maybe even a therapist, anybody or someone that will not judge you, someone that doesn't know you, where you can get a chance just to talk to them and not feel judged. If you're ladies out there want to contact me, once again, my email is tmcoaching.net. Once again, that's tmcoaching.net. That's the website. If you want to contact me through email, it's info@tmcoaching.net. So let me just get that again because I think I kind of messed up a little bit. That is info@tmcoaching.net. That's the email address. The website is tmcoaching.net. Now, you can get in contact with me either way. It doesn't make a difference. All right, ladies? So I want to let you ladies know how can you relax if you're feeling uptight right about now, if you're feeling lonely right now. Try drinking some tea, breathing exercises, meditation, read a book, go to a movie. There's a lot of things you can do to relax. And, in fact, I'm going to be having, actually, some people coming on air that are professionals in the areas when you can have confidence and when you can relax. So definitely watch out for those upcoming shows. Okay, ladies? Well, I'm going to have to cut this hours short because I have a lot that I have to do. I have so many clients, but I had to come on air for a little while to speak with you ladies. I couldn't just leave y'all hanging. A lot of you ladies are looking forward to hearing me. So just contact me once again. That's info@tmcoaching.net. I'm looking forward to hearing from you ladies. And don't worry, just hang in there. Everything is going to be all right. God bless.